For the next session, we have Dr. Deepak Garg with us. So, we are highly grateful to you as you took out time from your busy schedule to be a part of this workshop via online mode. Dr. Deepak Garg has an extensive experience in project delivery under deadline and quality metrics, higher education, change management, administration, research project management, deep reinforcement learning and data analytics with nearly 24 years of career success. He is a key figure in Indian academia and startups with his IEEE leadership and social connect. Dr. Garg excels in driving the development and implementation of objective for industry scale consultancy, curriculum and instructional evaluation, hiring quality faculty, and establishing industrial and foreign collaborations. He has an impeccable record of delivering over 200 talks, organizing international workshops on futuristic skills and data science in collaboration with professional organizations, as well as workshops on leadership for Indian engineering institutions. He is also certified in intelligent video analytics by NVIDIA. He is leading the largest development, skilling and research initiative in AI in India with more than 1,000 institutional collaborations. He is a chief consultant for algorithmguru.in. He did his PhD in efficient algorithm design in 2006. He has also served as chair of IEEE Computer Society and India IEEE Education Society. He has 1400 plus citation count and H index of 80 in Google Scholar. He has total of 110 plus publications. He is also an active blogger with Times of India with nickname as Breaking Shackles. Now we will see Dr. Deepak Garg delivering a talk on explainable AI and its importance for defense applications. Over to you, sir.
Okay, so thank you very much for the kind introduction. I hope I am audible and my slides are visible.
Yes, sir, you're audible and we are able to see the slides, sir.
So thank you, the organizers and INS Valsura and people from different units of Indian Defense Services. So it is my privilege to be speaking to you. And I definitely miss coming physically there and meet you all. So I was listening to the lecture of Dr. Gupta and we are good friends. So I think the last slide where he left, I am going to pick up from right there only. So the challenges of AI that he has listed. So we are going to talk about those challenges and how the world is doing. How we are trying to handle those challenges and why they are important. So we are talking about responsible AI because for any technology, if the technology is not responsible, then it is going to create havoc. And for civilized societies, it will not be easy to embrace these technologies unless we don't have inbuilt responsibility in those technologies. So to start with, we break out this responsible AI into four things. One is fairness, then explainability, privacy, and security. So today we will be mostly focusing on the explainability part, while the others are also very important. So we in the previous sessions, you have listened about the biasness of data and also the fairness of data. So this is an ongoing issue from last decade. We are listening that whatever data we want to use in any AI system, it is never 100% unbiased. Because traditionally the human race itself is biased in every sense. Whether it is biasness for a gender, biasness for a country, biasness for a community or color, or a particular class of people. So even if we feed the whole literature of the human race, or if we feed the whole information available about the planet, still we will be biased, because historically and traditionally there has been biases in our society. So it is not easy to remove that fairness. It is very difficult. So if we come to privacy again, we need to train the models using the sensitive data. So the privacy needs to be preserved. And when it comes to security, then sometime the security and explainability, it becomes a trade-off. Because if you want systems to be explainable, then you need to give something out from what you are doing. And if you give too much things out in the public domain, then you are even losing the basic criteria or the basic secrets of how you have built the system. So again, means you come up with one more challenge, that how much your system can be explainable and how much it cannot be. So when we talk about explainability, generally we talk about these four things, that why it is important. So before going into this, I will like to inform that as part of GDPR rules, and many other countries are now making it as a fundamental right of the citizens of that country, that if there is a system which is having the algorithms which are taking some decisions and triggering some actions based on some automatic or artificial intelligence, then it is necessary that the system should explain that why those decisions are being taken and how those decisions are being taken. So means now it has been mandated to the companies who are coming up with different products to showcase that whether your system is explainable or not. Otherwise, that product may not be launched into the market. And it is even more necessary for all the medical healthcare system and for defense applications, because it is critical to human health and human life. So we have these four components where we need to justify that why the system is taking particular decisions. We need to explain that how the system is controlling. If the system is going to take some decisions which are false positives or which are false negatives. And then the developer of the system also need to understand that why the system is giving such recommendations. For example, in some cases, let us say you are trying to classify some of the defense equipments. So from one to another. So what we found in one of our experiments, that the system was giving false positives, because in one case, the data of the equipments was all related to the pictures taken in the hilly areas with snow in the background. So the system actually was not classifying the equipment itself, but it was only classifying based on the background, because all the pictures were, all the data was reflecting that. So that is why it is important that how we do these things. So I have just taken some screenshots of the importance of explainability in the world now. So everybody, all the major media is now covering. For example, one is saying that why the military and the corporate America want to make AI explain itself. So from that, you need to understand that for the defense purposes, it is utmost important that the system is explainable. So let us come to the foundations of it, that what is the need for explainable AI. So on the right side, you will find some questions. If we can answer these questions in the right way, that is the ultimate objective of making a system explainable. So we say, why did you do that? Means why the system is doing that? Why it is answering some questions, some answers in certain way? Why it is answering some questions in another way? So if I take an example of a hospital which is implementing a AI system where the patients are detected that whether they have cancer or not. So any AI system is never 100% correct. So if it is a 96% correct system, that means out of 100 patients, 4 patients will get wrong results. So either they will be false positive, that means the system is saying that you have cancer, but patient actually is healthy, or the patient is having cancer and the system is saying you are healthy. So means like that, there can be wrong results. So in that case, whom the patient can approach? Because every AI system has developers as the stakeholders, the companies, the people who are implementing the system. So there are hundreds of stakeholders of the system. So who is responsible for that particular wrong decision, which may impact in a very profound way the life of the patient? And same thing can happen if an defense application, we are triggering some decisions, and based on those decisions, let us say you are launching a missile or you are starting a particular step of a war scenario. So, and if such kind of errors happens in the war front, then there can be dangerous repercussions. So recently you have seen that in the Israel and Palestine conflict, a lot of AI based surveillance and reconnaissance was used. So in that case, there was one instance where the decisions were being taken based on the AI analysis that is being done based on different ground reports coming from different stakeholders. So then the next question is like, why not something else? Means why the system is saying that this image is classified into this, why not something else? And when do you succeed? When you will say my system is successful, and when you will say my system is not successful, when I can trust the system, and how do I correct the errors in the system? So these are the questions which are fundamental questions for any system to be explainable. So explainable AI will be essentials if users want to trust the system and effectively manage the incoming generation of AI partners. So from technical point of view, if we want to understand, on the left hand side, you see a typical image of a deep learning neural network, where you see more like input layer, hidden layers and output layer. But if the system will be somewhat explainable, then instead of seeing just the hidden neurons, you will see that what a particular layer of that deep learning network is representing. For example, in the right hand side, you will see that instead of just saying some hidden neurons, an example of deeply explainable AI for self-driving vehicles. So when you have a deep learning system and you try to make it explainable, it is known as deeply explainable AI. So here we are taking an example of a self-driving vehicles. So you can see the input images on the top, and then you have attention heat maps that on what basis the driving decisions can change. So the driving decisions can change based on the traffic light, means the traffic light is green or red, your vehicle may stop or it can continue running, or the heat map may be related to other vehicles coming on the road, or it can be related to some roadblocks or some other things that are there in context of the road. So without explanation, it will simply say the car heads down the street. But if it is with explanation, then you will say the car heads down the street because there are no other cars in its lane and there are no red lights or stop signs, right? So similarly, on the left, you will see in the table, we are saying that the action is the car is accelerating right now, and system is giving in justification because it is explainable. If it is, then it is saying because the light has turned green, and then it says the car is accelerating slowly. And then the justification can be because the light has turned green and the traffic is flowing. So that is why it is slowly accelerating. And if it is car is driving forward, then the traffic is flowing freely. And if the car merges into the left lane, that means it can give you some kind of explanation where it says to get around a slower car in front of it. So these kind of explanations can also be applicable in terms of the real defense scenarios, where it is saying that automatic missile defense system, let us say it is shooting a missile, then it can give some kind of justification that why it has triggered a missile, because it has seen those kind of signals that a enemy missile has entered into our airspace. So those kind of explanations can be there. So that is why we talk about the challenges that there has to be a human in the loop of every system. So a new branch of explainable AI that has recently come in is known as counterfactual explanations. So counterfactual explanations are very interesting because they have never been tried. Till now, our explanations were based on the available features. But in counterfactual explanations, we also talk about the features which are not present in the system. So we can say that we are identifying that this particular boat or this particular vessel is of this kind because it does not have this feature. It doesn't have this kind of radar fitted into it, or it doesn't have that kind of flag into it, or any other feature. So that means you are not only using the available features, but you are also using the non-available features to identify things, to predict things. So that is very interesting. And this field is growing. A lot of research is also going on. So now I am just showing you some of the use cases where we say satellite basic positioning and tracking, where we can use deep learning and AI, where we can detect the location of ships in the satellite images. And automating this process can be applied to many issues, including monitoring the port activity levels and supply chain analysis. So then recently we have also worked on some of the use cases, including swarm submarines, where we talk about underwater swarming drones could particularly improve surveillance capabilities. So as all of you may be knowing better than me that the swarm drones, China is much more advanced than any other country in the world in case of swarms. So whether it is sea-based swarms or it is airborne swarms, and the size of them is continuously being miniaturized. So it will be becoming more and more difficult in the future that how we counter, because these swarm drones will also be kind of self-destructing, or they can be kind of suicide missions. So the countries don't want these swarms to come back to the when they are once launched. So that is why these suicide missions, small drones will become more and more dangerous and will produce many complex war scenarios. So cheap and numerous underwater mini drones could be strung across hundreds of miles in nets to detect and then even follow slow moving submarines. So then demand forecasting means accurately forecasting the demand of a critical Navy stocks is a vital step in the planning of a Navy operation. So it is applicable both in peacetime and also in wartime. And the demand of many critical military stocks may be under or overestimated, leading to undesired operational impacts. So means there are many things that can be done, that whether we are having adequate supply of spares or available storage of spares and all those things. So deep learning based autonomous boat defense forces across the globe are facing maritime security, such as seabed mines, submarine warfare, anti-ship and anti-submarine missiles. So now, like in US, you may have seen that they have now manless warships also being prepared, and defense forces are incorporating unmanned systems on or under ocean surface to counter these threats. So with the help of AI, we can also detect underwater mine detections, because deep convolutional neural networks are now being used to classify underwater targets in synthetic aperture sonar imagery. So not only images, but even the audio signals that we are getting from submarines and the other sensory signals that we get. So there also, we will need a lot of explanation, because most of these audio signals, they are having very minute differences. So which can differentiate that whether it is actually dangerous or it is some other audio signal that we are getting, which doesn't matter to us. So sophisticated classification technique can be used in sonar automatic target recognition to locate mines and other threatening objects. So in submarine detection, two new techniques have come in, which I just wanted to mention. One is satellite based laser surveillance, and other is quantum magnetometer. So still means these are being standardized, and some of them may not be used by many countries as of now. So satellite based laser surveillance system aimed at detecting vessels submerged as deep as 500 meters. And similarly, superconducting quantum interference device leverages quantum technologies to offer ultra sensitive magnetometer. So these are some of the experiments that we have done. I don't know whether you are able to see the videos or not, where we can detect the people on the border. You can see swarms we can detect. And there are some videos we have used which are on India-Pak border. And so here we can detect humans with the gun, and then we can also get some explanations with that whether these are possibly people from the enemy or these are our people. Similarly here also, these are humans with the gun in the water body. So here there were means lot of pollution and lot of other particles in the air with foggy conditions and inclement weather we can find out. So this is the night time where we are using some infrared equipments to find out. So these are this is a Chinese footage where some swarms are flying. It is very difficult to differentiate from the birds, but again our systems were able to locate these swarm drones also. So you can see this is the field scenario, and then you have swarms flying over a metro city where you have to minus the background of the city, and so all these such kind of capabilities we have developed in our labs. So that's all of now means I was given the time up to 11:10, so I have kept 5 minutes for question answer. So this is our leadingindia.ai platform. This is a website also you can all browse through. So thank you very much, and I will be happy to take questions.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for this enlightening talk. I am Commander Bharat Jaiswal. I will be serving as the moderator for today's talk. So I would like to apprise you that Vice Admiral Sanjay Mahindru, Deputy Chief of the Naval Staff, was also present while you were presenting the talk, sir. And I must acknowledge that you have covered important topics, and you have presented relevant work in Defence Forces, which is very much applicable for us. The explainability you have covered is very important challenge, because the AI algorithm mostly trained using data, and that has been labeled by domain experts, and it is very difficult for the defense forces to apply models to it, because we prefer to classify the data and restrict access to it. But the way as you have shown in the presentation, the work you have shown is quite relevant or should take the head. Now I would request the audience logged in over the MS Teams to kindly type in their question in the chat box. You are also requested to introduce yourself prior asking the question. If any of the online audience wishes to interact with the speaker, please let me know by raising the hand on MS Teams so that my team will make your audio video available in the workshop. While we await questions for the online audience, I would request the audience at the venue if you have any questions for the speaker. Yes, please.
Good morning, sir. My first question is regarding satellite-based laser detection, which you just mentioned. I have certain reservations for the same. I request if you can explain how this system works. And second, regarding the interpretability and explainability about the AI in detection for the ships, when you don't have the precedence for the object, and similar case goes for the development of ML ops for the detection aspects. How you go about it when you don't have any precedence? I'm talking defense per se. If you don't know about the certain military libraries of the adversary, how to explain and go ahead with the interpretability of the same? Thank you.
Okay, very relevant questions. Coming to the first question about the laser-based detection from the satellites. So I will be candid that I don't have much detailed information. I also spoken in that slide that these are the two new systems that we have seen that research paper have come, and there are initial work on this that has started. So these things are not in operation as of now, but these are two future systems which are coming into play that already there is some material available online that research is happening in this field. And coming to the second question, is important that if we don't have a precedence of something, then how we explain? So for all such systems, we have also developed a reinforcement learning based system, which is very less reliant on the data. So most of the, like in the talk of Dr. Gupta also in the last session, he's shown some robotic based actions. So all those robotic based actions and wherever we need some explanation are mostly reinforcement based learning platforms which are being used. So in all such activities where either the data is not available or the data continuously keep changing, so it is very difficult to make a supervised learning algorithm where we have label based data. So in all such cases, we go for a reinforcement based learning strategy. So now you are means in ML ops also we are getting new APIs and latest functions which will now gel with the reinforcement learning mechanisms. So to means conclude your answer to this question, so reinforcement learning will be the best strategy for this kind of situations.
Any more questions from the audience?
So just to apprise means last, I think because of COVID, it got delayed, but we were also discussing a war platform for the Indo-Tibet region with the Deputy NSA. So where means a few people from defense forces were involved, where we can take all the data offline, means people talking on social media, then the news coming on different news outlets, and then the actual situation and the signals coming from the border situation. And it can be integrated platform which can take care of all these inputs and give the relevant mechanisms for our officers to take actions.
Sir, we have one question from Commodore G.S. Dhanoa, commanding officer, and as well.
Please.
Good morning, sir. You've covered the topics very well. I must compliment you for that, and pitched at just the right level where it covers application as well as technology. You had spoken about the possible deployment of drones particularly underwater drones, in a dispensable manner. So we've seen these aerobatic shows being performed by UAVs at various ceremonial functions. So it was, it could obviously be concluded that it is a matter of time before they would go into the military domain as well. So in how much time frame do you expect or foresee that the technology will mature enough to have systems such as those deployed for possible use in the military, in a, such as a swarmed underwater drone?
So means, I think means my information will be lesser than the information you will be having from your intelligence, but still means from the available resources, whatever I know, that the Chinese people are for means doing it very fast. If we see from their research literature coming from Chinese outlets, so what they are saying is that any war after this decade will be a AI controlled war. So means the best guess we can say that this is the decade, means this 7-8 years that we have left in this decade, where we should be prepared to counter these kind of AI controlled or AI enabled wars. So what you saw in this Israel Palestine was that all the operations, all the surveillance, all the reconnaissance was totally based on AI analysis. So, but the actual operations was not AI controlled. So now they are going to the next stage, and even in the currently ongoing war, you see that there are many tools being used for analyzing the whole scenario based on AI. So specifically coming to swarm drones, means with my limited information, means we are still far behind what the China is doing. So in that case, his best guess is that we has to be very progressive and very fast, and we should consider that we have this decade to build upon and to fill up any gaps that we have. So we will be kind of obliged and to help in any case that forces are looking forward to, with our resources and with the lab we have, with the professionals we have, wherever we can pitch in for any use case where our services may be required.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be, take one more last question from the on-site audience. So we'll go ahead with the questions from online audience. So we have one question from Lieutenant Commander Rahul Raj, which is not pertaining to the operation, but pertaining to the training, which is also a domain of the Leading India Initiative of yours. So his question is that, as every user or person in Indian Navy has different training needs. So some would like to deploy it, some would be creating things. So, and they're having different roles about implementation. So how do we go about training AI in defense forces, and what are your inputs and recommendations? Although we do have a training roadmap in the Navy, which is on its way to implementation, but your inputs and recommendations would be very helpful.
Okay, thank you very much. So I think we have already done some trainings for the Navy in the last few months also, because we also have the DGX systems, and through some other vendors, our resources and our experts were deployed to train Navy personnels. And we are also very active in training many public sector undertakings. We are training Gas Authority of India Limited. We are also training Indian Oil professionals. So similarly, training is definitely one of our good points. So anything related to deep learning, anything related to the convolutional neural networks, reinforcement learning, whether it is the transformers, or whether it is detecting deep fakes, or whether it is making the predictions about any of the war scenarios. So we do customized trainings for different levels of people, and also assist with it live projects where some real-time projects can be taken and can be made part of the training. So it can be done offline also, it can be done online also, and it can vary from like a few days to even few months. And specifically, I was also discussing with few officers in Delhi that if we can create a certificate or even a diploma program, it can be 6-month certificate program or a 1-year diploma program, which can be granted to the people that you want to get involved deeply into the AI development and the AI technologies.
Thank you, sir. As training in AI is one of the charter of the Center of Excellence for AI, we would definitely look forward to collaborate with you in this respect.